Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with John Bolton, and John is one of our thanks to you firemen in Atlantic. How are you this morning, John?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Great. And starting off here pretty soon, we're going to have Fire Prevention Week, and you're sort of kicking that off this weekend.
Yes, on the 5th on Sunday from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m., we have an annual donation breakfast. We serve sausage and pancakes and eggs, and we got milk and juice. It's a great time. Everybody should come down to the Atlantic Fire Department.
I was just going to say, you know, I bet this is going to be held at the fire department. It's a good chance for people, if they haven't been there before, to kind of come and see what that looks like.
Absolutely. We keep trucks in the shop so that the kids can go around and look at it, and some of the, we've got people upstairs that can show them some of the equipment, things like that, and we'll have tables out so that everybody can sit down and relax.
All right. So is there a price for this?
No, it's a free will donation.
All right. Okay. And kind of sounds like you got a menu that kind of suits adults and kids and just kind of come have a family breakfast.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. And this has been, you've been doing this for several years as a fundraiser, and I think also maybe just to get folks there to talk with.
Absolutely. Get people to get to know us, meet us, and as well as the money gets raised for the parade and the breakfast so we can attract bigger and better things for the parade.
All right. So let's mention, since you mentioned the parade, when is that going to be held?
That's going to be on October 11th.
Okay. It's sort of the end of Fire Prevention Week.
Correct.
So you
breakfast starts it off, and then the parade finishes it.
Okay. And what time is the parade?
Parade starts at 6 p.m. The lineup will be about 4 p.m.
And people need to pre-register to be in the parade?
Yes, you can pre-register, or when you show up, we'll give you index cards to be in the parade. A lot of trucks come in from out of town from different fire departments.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's a big, big deal. I mean, it's really fun to see all the fire trucks, some really, really old and some really new.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We've got lots of things we're putting in it this year. I've got some clowns coming now.
Oh.
Professional clowns. They can do many different types of balloon things. And we're going to have a free face painter. And she'll be doing face painting for the kids.
Wow.
And then we're going to have the bagpipers, as we have the past few years.
Oh, that's a favorite.
Yep. And then we've got the dancers, too.
All right. So it's an entertaining time. It's just something to get folks out. And let's hope, you know, this has been perfect September, October weather, and it's a great time to be out and kind of celebrate all that. So let's, we'll remind people of the breakfast again. But in between now, this is Fire Prevention Week. I know that the firemen are out there doing some activities during the week.
Yes. We like to go to the schools and talk to children about fire safety, smoke detector sounds, let them know what they sound like and not to be afraid when they hear it and know what it sounds like. We like to show them what we look like when we're in full gear with our air masks, and so that they don't get scared of seeing us. We want to teach them when they see us in that gear in a house that they can come to us and we'll help them.
Okay.
And we also take them for fire truck rides. We like to tell them, where do they stand if they see a fire truck go down the street? They can just stand in the yard and wave. Hmm. Don't go down to the street to try to see us. But usually we have Freddy the fire truck explain that all to them.
All right. Sounds fun, but also really serious stuff. Interesting that, I just want to comment on your talking about seeing you in full gear. I guess you do kind of look like somebody from outer space when you get all decked out.
I've been told, we look like robots. Scary robots or aliens is what I'm told. So what I like to do is, or one of the other guys, we'll stand there in just our regular clothes, and we'll put all of our gear on in front of the children so they can see how it all goes on and see that we're just a person. And then we have little microphones on our masks that, so when we speak, it sounds a little funny, but the breathing noises, we want them to see that. So when I do it, I usually get dressed up and let the kids touch the mask and touch the air tanks and see how they work and hear what I sound like so that they're not afraid. And then I take it all back off and show them that it's just me.
There you are, a regular person. And John, have you gotten comments from the kids about that they're surprised you have so much gear to put on?
They ask questions why we use it, and we just explain to them that you can't breathe in smoke. And then we go on to explain that's why you stay low and stay away from the smoke because the smoke is very dangerous. And so we kind of use that to transcend into different topics that when they do ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Yes. John, I remember, this has been a long time ago, but working with some young kids, they were maybe second or third graders, who thought that they could put out a fire. I'm guessing you tell them that's not what they're supposed to do.
Absolutely not. We always tell them to go get an adult, and if there's a fire, we ask them questions like, where do you go if there's a fire in your house? Well, some of them say their room, some mm-hmm. of them say mom and dad's room. We tell them to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And get out, and then you can call 911 when you get out of the house, but don't try to do it beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we explain to them, and that smoke detector goes off, just go outside.
Yeah.
Leave all your favorite toys. Hmm. You have to leave your pets and get outside.
Really a difficult message, I think, for kids to go, you know, it's a simple message, but also when you talk about you've got to leave all those other things behind, could be difficult for kids to think about, yeah, I got to just get out.
It is. A lot of kids will be scared. I've heard stories of children hiding under beds or in closets
mm-hmm.
When the fire's going on. So, you know, we train all the time to search and things like that because you never know. Sometimes mm-hmm. the fire gets so bad that the parents have to get out before they can get them all. So mm-hmm. that's what we train in. We train to find people and get them out and things like that. So we train, but we try to give them the information so that it stays in their head, you know, mm-hmm. every year about this time.
Yeah. Now, do you have that equipment, too, that senses if there's somebody, something alive in the house?
Yes, we have heat sensor equipment.
Yes.
Which works fantastic, and you can see light spots and dark spots where the heat signatures are. We also use it for house fires or things like that. That when we do put the fire out, we can sense hot spots in the house and make sure we pinpoint those so they don't rekindle.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about fire detectors, smoke detectors. If I don't have one, or maybe I have an old one, what should I look for when I go to buy one?
Well, they come in many different kinds. The main thing is you want to use something that's going to be, I mean, they're all really good. They're all rated for national standards. If you have any questions or if you have any questions about what style you need or where to put them, you can contact the fire department and somebody can come out and show you.
Okay. Just in general, where should we have them? How many should we have? Kind of where, but still, it's having somebody come to your house would be really, really reassuring. But just kind of in general, where should they go?
I would put one in each room in the center of the room.
Okay.
In every room. It's safer. I mean, definitely need one in the kitchen. Places where, like in your basement where you have electrical panels, things like that. But I recommend one in every room.
Mm. Okay.
And even in the hallways. Because it never hurts to, I mean, too many. To me, you can't have too many of these.
Okay, John. Good advice for everybody. You're talking mostly to kids, but hopefully that information, kids will be excited and they'll go home and talk to their parents.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're willing to ask, you know, answer any questions that kids or parents have at any time.
Okay. And is there a certain age group that you really try to go to? I know you can't go to every grade in every school. So is there?
Yeah, usually preschool, kindergarten. The main ages that we hit, the 3, 4, 5, and 6-year-olds.
Okay.
You know, the other kids, they we do visit them. It all depends on how much time we have and how many people we can get. But I know they do hit a lot of the really younger ones because, you know, they like to see Freddy the fire truck and Sparky the fire dog.
Yes. Now, John, if a group, an adult group, any group, wanted to have a program, you know, oftentimes groups are looking for programs. Is that something that a fireman would come and do?
A program for
an organization, you know, just to say, we want you to come and talk about fire safety or whatever for a women's group, men's group. Is that something that you do?
Well, that'd be something you'd probably want to ask Mark McNeese, our chief.
Okay.
You could call at the fire station and they'd get a hold of him for you. It's something like that he'd have to decide on. And
okay.
Then we would figure out who would go out and do it.
Okay. But it's certainly a possibility.
Absolutely.
All right. So, John, remind us again about the breakfast.
Okay. The breakfast kicks off at 7 a.m. on October 5th on Sunday, goes till 12 p.m. We recommend everybody coming down before or after church. We know it's Sunday, so we try to get as many church groups as we can to if they once they get out, it's an easy brunch.
Sure.
It's a great breakfast before you go. Plus, people, if they just they come down, they can enjoy it. The kids can relax. The parents can relax. We've got plenty of helpers there. We've got people to help parking. We have people to help show the trucks to the children.
All right. Just a good Sunday morning activity, either early, starting at 7, or later, ending at 12.
So absolutely.
We want to thank you very much, John Bolton, one of the Atlantic firemen that are doing great things during Fire Prevention Week and throughout the year. So until next time, think about saying thank you to a fireman this week.